3, entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations. Text number 30. The conception of the Virat universal form of the Lord as appearing in the material world is imaginary. It is to enable the less intelligent and neophytes to adjust to the idea of the Lord's having form. But factually, the Lord has no material form. Responsively, please repeat. The conception of the Virat universal form of the Lord, as appearing in the material world, is imaginary. It is to enable the less intelligent and neophytes to adjust to the idea of the Lord's having form. But factually, the Lord has no material form. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The conception of the Lord, known as the Vishwarupa or the Virat Rupa, is particularly not mentioned along with the various incarnations of the Lord, because all the incarnations of the Lord mentioned above are transcendental. And there is not a tinge of materialism in their bodies. There is no difference between the body and self as there is in the conditioned soul. The Virat Rupa is conceived for those who are just neophyte worshippers. For them, the material Virat Rupa is presented, and it will be explained in the second canto. In the Virat Rupa, the material manifestations of different planets have been conceived as his legs, hands, etc. Actually, all such descriptions are for the neophytes. The neophytes cannot conceive of anything beyond matter. The material conception of the Lord is not counted in the list of his factual forms. As Paramatma or Supersoul, the Lord is within each and every material form, even within the atoms. But the outward material form is but an imagination, both for the Lord and for the living being. The present forms of the conditioned souls are also not factual. The conclusion is that the material conception of the body of the Lord as Virat is imaginary. Both the Lord and the living beings are living spirits and have original spiritual bodies. Etad rupam bhagavato hi arupasya chidatmana maya gunair virachitam mahadadi viratmani. The conception of the Virat universal form of the Lord as appearing in the material world is imaginary. It is to enable the less intelligent and neophytes to adjust to the idea of the Lord's having form. But factually, the Lord has no material form. The living being comes to this material world laden with unlimited desires. Icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata. And he is overcome immediately by illusion, the point at which the soul enters the material world. He is overcome by ahankar, or false ego, And thus he becomes mudha or vimudha. Not only mudha or fool, but very, very foolish, thinking that kartaham, thinking that I am the doer, ishwaroham, aham bhogi, I am the enjoyer, siddoham, I can become perfect or I am perfect. In this way, the conditioned soul creates so many arrangements for sense gratification under the illusion that he is the enjoyer and the doer. And as such, he becomes tangled, entangled in a network of sinful reactions. Moha jal, just like a fish caught in a net. The fish struggles to get out of the net, and the more he wiggles and squiggles and struggles, the more he becomes enmeshed, bound up, further entangled in the network of the net. And in the same way, bahushaka hi anantascha, there are so many ways, so many bodies, 8,400,000 species, and each species is giving a chance for a little bit different taste. Variety. Variety is the spice of sense gratification. So if you don't like sex life as a pig, you can have sex life as a pigeon. Little different taste. If you don't like sex life as a pigeon, you can have sex life as a germ. No partner needed, just separate. Whatever. Everybody is getting some kind of taste from each and every body, little bit different variety. In this way, we go round and round, enjoying sukh, sense gratification. Unfortunately, the material world is a place of endless misery. So while trying to enjoy sukh, we encounter dukkh. We encounter suffering. Endlessly. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. An intelligent man can understand that no matter what you do, no matter how successful you become, no matter what kind of wonderful plans you make, there's always birth, old age, disease, and death. So you cannot enjoy. It is impossible. It is a contradiction. Nobody enjoys getting old. When you walk into a department store, what is the very first counter that you come to? The most expensive space. A department store costs millions and millions of dollars to build. And to sell things there, it is very, very expensive. So what is the most prime space given to in the department store? When you walk in, the first thing they hit you with, what is it? I was going to ask the ladies, but you know. It's the cosmetics. How to pretend you're not getting old. It's the one of the biggest industries or businesses in the world, cosmetics industry. Because nobody likes to think. Believe me, it happens to all of us. Even if you chant Hare Krishna, still it happens. I've been looking daily how the wrinkles are coming. I never thought. To me, I'm chanting. But it happens to everyone. This material body is a lump of ignorance. Kapha Pitta Bhayu. Anyone who thinks that he is this body, he is no better than Gokhara, cow or an ass or a fool, Vimudha. We've made a bad bargain. We are Satchit Ananda. We are eternal living beings. We are full of Ananda, the quality of bliss. We are part of the Lord. Mamaivamsa Jivaloke. All living beings are my Amsa. They have the same quality as me. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. We're also enjoyers. Don't let anyone tell you that you are not meant for enjoyment. We are meant to enjoy ecstasy. Unlimited. Anandam buddhivardhanam. We're meant to enter into the ever-increasing ocean of pleasure. But somehow, now we're enjoying the ocean of suffering. Unlimited suffering. Old age, disease, all of their plans. They're so proud and so ignorant. They make so many plans, so many claims. So many claims they have made, this modern civilization, so-called advanced materialistic scientific civilization. They made so many claims. They're so proud. We will conquer over disease. We will master nature. We will control nature. We don't need God. We have science. But just see, they've got jam all over their face. Eggs all over their face. Because all of those so-called diseases that they thought they were curing are now coming back even stronger than before. It's a big thing. Tuberculosis, they thought they had cured it. Malaria, they thought they had cured it. Stronger strains are coming back. And all those plagues, the influenza plague, black plague, this plague, that plague, they're all coming back now. Stronger than before. All of their vaccines, all of their medicines, all useless because the bugs have outsmarted them. Little, they're so proud of their big, big brain, but little germs are smarter. Because without Krishna's sanction, you cannot do anything in this material world. Ishvara Parama Krishna. And until we learn that, until we learn who is the master, the real master, and take shelter of him, we will always be bewildered. And Krishna is so kind that even though we are belligerent, when I was a young boy, as a teenager, do you have trouble with your teenagers? Huh? Is it a problem sometimes? Sometimes? Of course, our teenagers are angels, right? No? Anyway, I remember I created hell for my parents. So much so that my father once threatened that he would take me to the police and have me declared incorrigible. There's a law that if the child is too much problem, the parent can actually declare incorrigible and the police will take charge. So my father was I wasn't that bad, but still, he was threatening. So, literally, we are incorrigible. The Lord is calling us, come to me, enjoy with me, dance with me, live eternally. Why? Tamasi ma, don't stay in darkness. Jyotir gama, come to the light. Everything is blissful, joyful in this world. You simply have to become my devotee, manmana, bhava madbhakto, madhyaji, maam namaskuru. Not a big thing. Susukam kartam avyayam. It is a joyful process. You have to serve someone anyway. You can't avoid serving. You will be forced to serve someone just by the nature. One living being is food for another. One living being is controlled. Ahastani sahastana. Apatani chatushpatam. Falguni tatra mahatam. Jivo jivasya jivanam. It is the nature. Once I had a problem with one of the big GBCs. he was a leader, strong man, good devotee. But we had some altercation, so I was a little disturbed, and I wrote a letter to Prabhupada. So he wrote back a nice reply. But then he wrote a letter to someone else saying that this is the problem of that particular devotee. He's always trying to control others. But then he said, but that is a sign of intelligence. Someone who is a controller, he's an intelligent person also. And he mentioned that that is the nature. One living being is controlled by another. You can't stop that. It's natural. And finally, the topmost controller, Ishvara Parama Krishna. So if we're all in line with Krishna, that is the proper thing. But if we're out of connection, out of line with Krishna, then we're in big difficulty. Then we have to suffer janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, adi daivik klesha, adi bhautik klesha, adi atmik klesha. So many miseries. Krishna's asking us calm. He's asking us to get out of this miserable material world. But we're so foolish and incorrigible. The process is so easy in this age. It's not difficult. We're not being asked to go to the Himalayas. We're not all being asked to become great vairagis, great tapasvis, and walk around in kopin only. No. We all have nice clothes, nice chadars, jackets, hats, everything. We have nice place to live, nice cars, so many material things. We're not being asked to give up any of these things. We're simply being asked to put Krishna in the center. But we're so unfortunate that we think that there's something else. Krishna's giving himself freely. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavaranya Avatar, the most munificent incarnation of the Lord. He's giving freely to the malechas, to the yavanas, who don't deserve, who are not qualified, but he's distributing anyway. Take, take. But somehow, we won't take it seriously. Prabhupada gave the example, he said, just like in Bengal, if you take a big basket of mangoes, apus mangoes, or Alfonso mangoes, very sweet, best of fruits. I haven't tasted anything I've traveled all over the world. And everybody, even in America, would you like some mangoes? Oh, nothing. Because they have no comparison to the Alfonso mangoes. So sweet. So nice. So he said, if you go door to door with a basket of Alfonso mangoes, you knock on each door, I have a basket of mangoes, you please take free. People say, why are you giving free? You have put some poison in it? They won't take, even though you're giving free. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. He's giving free love of God. Please take. Just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Have no worries. Follow the process nicely. Sadhan Siddha. Perfectly follow. Krishna Bhakti is natural. Sadhya. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabu Noi. It's easy to follow. But what is the problem? Why? We simply have Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta. We simply have to follow the footsteps of the other devotees and have faith. Krishna is making so many arrangements. It is the science of Krishna Bhakti. Everything has been charted out for us. Everything has been carefully planned. It is a scientific process. Either you follow it blindly or you analyze it. Either way, if you follow it, you get the result. Just like here, this Virat Rupa form. Krishna is so kind. Even the most belligerent, the most incorrigible, the Mayavadis. No, I won't surrender to God. I will become God. Even those. Krishna has got a technique. Religion is basically a technique, a method. The goal is to focus on the Lord. So, in Krishna consciousness, we are not open-minded, we are intelligent. Our process is for intelligent men, not for any fool or rascal. It is for intelligent men who can see, I am not a Christian, I am not a Hindu, I am not a Muslim. I am simply a follower of the devotees of Lord Krishna. I am following the process which will awaken my heart, awaken my eyes, awaken my dormant Krishna consciousness, the process. And where, what do we do? Wherever we find Krishna, wherever we get the result, we look for results. We are result-oriented. I want to get free from kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. These are our enemies. So I'm trying, analyzing. Not that I rubber stamp myself. Now I'm Hindu. Now I'm Christian. And then I forget about the whole business. No, every day, every moment, we're analyzing. Am I following nicely the process? Am I surrendering? Am I chanting my rounds nicely? Am I coming to Mangal Arati daily? Am I following the principles nicely? If I'm not, then I have to try harder. Keep trying. But a devotee, he's looking for results. If Krishna asks him to stand on his head, then he'll stand on his head. If Krishna asks him to jump off a mountain, then he'll jump off a mountain. If Krishna asks him to wear these clothes, chant Hare Krishna, go in the street and dance, and call others, and have a nice Sunday feast, and raise children in Krishna consciousness, and print books, and whatever we're asked to do, we have the intelligence that this is the process given by the Lord, coming down through parampara. I am following that. So it is such a nice thing. It is so clear. It is common sense. Spiritual life is not difficult. It is common sense. What we say, organized common sense. But people have no eyes to see. Pashyana pina pashyati. Ato griya chetra sutapta vitaya janasya moho yamaham mameti. But we are very lucky, and we should not hesitate to dedicate our whole life, because it will take time. Believe me, I'm a survivor and I haven't made even a little advancement. But I'm enthusiastic that there's great hope. Even though I've been trying for 25 years, trying so hard, praying to Krishna, please help me, pick me up, I haven't made even a little advancement. But I'm enthusiastic that I'm much better off than I was before. And I'm very enthusiastic that very soon, within the next coming few millenniums, I'll make a little advancement. And it's far, far better than living in the world of misery. At least I can understand that Krishna is my well-wisher. That much I can understand. That Prabhupada is my best friend. The only one who cares. The only one who won't cheat me. He's all I have. So, We have to have strong faith, adau sadha, tatha sadhu sangota. We have to associate with devotees. There's no better association. Devotees, neophyte devotees, have many, many faults, but we shouldn't see them, because they're much, much better than anyone in the material world. There's no better association. Because at least they're looking for Krishna. At least they're trying to overcome their faults. At least they're honest people looking for Krishna, following Krishna's pure devotee. So keep good association, have faith in the process, be happy. Be happy to be a devotee. There is nothing else. Be happy. Don't be ashamed. You're normal. They're abnormal. 5.5 billion people are crazy. You're sane. Please remember this. You don't need to hide. When you go to the store, take off your hat. Show them your bald head. Wear your dhoti. When you go to the office, to the business, anywhere you go, don't be ashamed. You're sane. They're insane. Anybody who could do what they're doing, putting fire in their mouth and saying, ah, cool. And then getting cancer from it. Eating dead corpses that rot very quickly in their body. Tolerating. Just right beside one place where people are drinking and singing and gorging themselves on a feast, and right beside them people are dying of starvation. Every day, every second, every 2 seconds, 1,000, 2,000. A child just died. 1,000, 2,000. Another child just died from starvation. And yet they're killing cows, they're throwing milk in the ocean, they're throwing grains out, letting it rot so the price will go up. Who's crazy? They're madmen. They're completely crazy. And we were also one of them at one time, not so long ago. But now we've got a little bit of sanity, a little bit of light, a little bit of hope. So stick to the path for your whole life. Believe me, we're not promising you a bowl of cherries. We're not promising you peaches and cream. Spiritual life is, this is the easiest process, but it requires tapasya. What is that tapasya? At least one lifetime you give to Krishna. If you don't find anything, then next life you can go your way, if anything you like. Just this lifetime you give to Krishna, that's all. Not difficult. So are there any questions or comments? We're going to steal a little more of your time, but are there any questions or comments? After all this, how many people know English? Okay. I'm not sure. Any questions? Yes. Yeah? May sound like? There is a price for the better quality mangoes. He hooks you. The first one is always free. Just like the drug addict, he gives the first injection free. Right? They're selling heroin. And he gives you one injection free. And you're enjoying, oh, this is so nice. Oh, can I have some more? Oh, that'll be $50. So, actually, Lord Chaitanya's strategy is that generally, this is the thing, you see, as I've been thinking about this since Christmas. Why do people worship Jesus Christ? What did he do? He didn't open any temples. He didn't distribute any books. He didn't have any disciples. He only had 10, 12 disciples. Some of them blooped also. But he had such nice qualities. He was such a nice person. Such compassion and love. So people were attracted to him. So a devotee is not only distributing love of God, but by his practice, he should become such a nice person. Prabhupada was asked that, how will your disciples be recognized? And he said, they will be known as perfect gentlemen. People will be so attracted to the personality. When you sell books, what do people buy? Who can say, what do they buy? They buy the person, not so much the book. They don't have that much brain to understand the importance of the book. Maybe little interest. But really, generally speaking in marketing, people are not, they don't care how much you know. You may make a big show of your knowledge. People don't care how much you know. They want to know how much you care. If you're very enthusiastic about selling garden hose, you know, a hoe, if you're full of enthusiasm that this will give you the best garden in the whole of Stockholm, if you have this hoe, it's so nice, I've tried it, everybody, if you're full of enthusiasm, you can become a millionaire by selling garden hose. People want to, they want to get that same enthusiasm, that same spirit. So if we actually chant nicely and recognize how we've been benefited by the spiritual life, simple living, high thinking, clean living, and we're enthusiastic, utsahan nischaya dharyat. These are the requisites for becoming a good preacher. Utsa, enthusiasm, nischai, determination, and dharya, patience. So, we may give the first fix free, but you pay a price later on, and that is your enthusiasm, your surrender, your regulation. There are rules and regulations, but first, yena tena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayat. We give the first bit free so you think of Krishna. Take the holy name. But if you want to become a good devotee, then you have to avoid the 10 offenses. You have to chant satatam kirtayantamam constantly. Any other questions? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.